Hey, everybody. Sean here again, a.k.a. BeloFX, welcoming you to our second podcast of our Trailer Park Boys Season 12 review. Here we cover episodes 3 and 4. If you thought Juan, a.k.a. Handsome Felipe, a.k.a. The Rose, was a little too wild last time, don't you fret. He couldn't keep up with the alcohol. Our video cut about halfway through this time, but if you want to watch until it cuts out, just look for BeloFX Trailer Park Boys on YouTube. Again, if you want to leave any suggestions, that would be amazing. Thanks for listening.
Pro wrestling, video games, reviews, podcasts, blogs, life. Welcome to BeloFX.com.
Let's do the introduction and then... You just dropped the microphone.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. So before we start this podcast of episodes 3 and 4 of Trailer Park Boys season 12, take a look at this picture of Juan, Uncle Juan over here, with a face full of potato chips. What do you think about this, Juan?
Oh my God, I can't see my pictures.
He was taking a drink of his Moosehead beer.
Yeah, checking my boobs. It looks so beautiful.
But so mine!
Fun. On yours?
Hey!
You got one in there. No, that's his.
Unless you want me to drink that one of the pie.
I'm eating pizza. Alright, so what we forgot to talk about in the last episode, Ricky has a girlfriend.
Yeah, so I still haven't seen her in episode 4.
Yeah. That's because of the year we're passed out.
And that's why we're all like so here on episode 4.
No, she was in episode 4 because she took her kid out of Ricky's hockey school. Because he was...
So Ricky's already petted his hot little milf.
Both of you, shut up. I'm going to bring something up.
All right, bring it up.
The titles for every episode in this season have been so good.
Perfect.
The chlamydia is the first one. I honestly don't remember the second or third. But then the fourth one was the cunt word.
Yeah.
But I know the second and third were good. I've just been drinking.
And why was it called that?
Because Ricky's girlfriend called Sarah a cunt.
Oh, big time.
But dude, I've liked Sarah for a while.
Do you not like her now?
No, I still like her.
Oh, okay. Oh, you have liked her for a while.
Even when she was like, remember when she was dating Ricky? That was cool.
That's why I think that I thought they were going to bang it out. But guess who she's banging out? Juan.
Sarah Uncle Juan. RJ.
Julian.
Wait, who is Sarah banging out this episode?
Who's Sarah?
Or at the end of episode 3, who is she banging out?
He said, who's Sarah?
You don't know who Sarah is?
No.
Well, let me tell you. What is one thing that she says?
Big tits?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
Is she fat?
Some seasons.
Okay, then I don't know if she
is. Not like that fat, though.
No.
No, because you can't compare big tits with fat. It's not comparable. It's just as
gross. I imagine she was never as big as Ryan's breakneck girlfriend.
Sarah never broke anybody's neck.
That's true.
What we're saying.
In fact... She did Julian a big favor.
How?
She let Julian let her sleep in his trailer because Ricky and his girlfriend Susan were banging it out.
Sleep.
Yes. Juan, you obviously were passed out because let's look at this picture. Sarah stayed over at Julian's.
I never passed out. I just cannot focus on the picture.
He's had a lot of moose heads. Do you think Sarah slept with Julian?
Yes, I do.
And why do you say that?
Wow.
Because Julian knows what it feels like to get his willy wet.
I wasn't even that sure.
Yeah.
And because he got his willy wet, he knows that he can promise something he can't deliver until the end.
Wow.
Julian style.
Ooh, what does that mean, Julian style?
Wow. Just having super muscly lips is what I imagine.
Big lips on big lips.
Shut your muscly lips, Julian.
Exactly. Julian, tell your lips to stop lifting those weights, Julian.
Can we go? What do you have? Butters.
Oh, I have another thing I want to bring up.
What's that?
I haven't seen one kitty. I'm on episode four, and I haven't seen one cat.
Kitties are dead, bro. The kitties are dead.
Why are you saying that?
Nobody cares about kitties, bro.
Bubbles does.
Mr. Smith.
No, he doesn't.
If I was listening to this podcast, kitties. I want to see more kitties. Because
I Bubba goes
me too.
Damn, my kitties.
In fact, Zeno here gave me a mug that said, show me your kitties.
Yeah, and it had your face on them.
I hope it was, if it's not legal merchandise, let me know, because I'll send it to you.
Okay, is it wrong?
Can I bring up another thing?
What's another thing?
Is it wrong?
The writing on this season's really, really good.
It's better, definitely better than the last couple seasons.
So I want to get kind of a little technical. Is that okay?
Let's get technical right now.
I mean, I'm going to get a little technical. Do you think Netflix maybe helped write a little bit of this season?
You know what? I would say no.
Why no?
Why no?
Because Netflix would not allow chlamydia.
Yeah, they would. Why would they hire Trailer Park Boys in the first place?
Because they see a cash outlet.
Duh. So make them do dirty stuff. Well,
that's what they're known for.
Netflix has already given Trailer Park Boys two seasons on their own, and they were both let's not lie, they were both like really try hard, and there were funny parts, there were bad parts, but this season's like really good.
We're only four episodes in.
Who did they give their audience to?
Drunk stoners.
Exactly, because we're drunk.
The other light.
We. Now control the system.
Drunk stoners control the system?
No. Zane, now you control the system. What does it feel like?
I feel pretty good. Except for I'm not making any money off of it yet. Well, so I'm not really controlling it.
Yeah, it makes real money.
I'm trying. Zane. But, you know, I honestly think Netflix maybe helped out with a little bit of the writing, which isn't a bad thing.
So now I'm not trying to take anything away from
the three guys, but they've also been trying to write Trailer Park Boys since, what, early 2000s?
At least 12 years.
They've had a TV show for a really, really long time. I'm pretty young.
That's why I can relate to the fucking...
But I can't think of a lot of things.
What I'm cooking. What's his name?
It's the Rock.
It's Rock.
The Rock Johnson.
Like, you had to ask me. You could ask anybody in the world that question.
No, but Sean, you are a rock legend. And the Rock,
a rock legend.
Never mind.
He has his own movie coming out. What's it called?
The writing's really good on this season. That's all I wanted to say.
Sean, you're talking about the Rock. Called? What do you think about the Rock pile this season?
Well, the Rock pile has his whole fucking trash.
I love tea.
I love tea too. But honestly, it's not the Rock pile anymore.
I wish tea had more role this season, because I think tea is hilarious. And without J-Rock, I think T filled the spot, but they didn't give either of them, because J-Rock's gone and T's not even in the season.
He's kind of in it, but not really.
Dude, he sits there and giggles. I don't even know his real name, but whoever acts as T is a great actor. He does a really good job.
He's not
in this season at all, and it's making me really upset because I think he's hilarious.
I want to say it's Tyrone Parsons, but I'm pretty drunk.
I just don't know his real name. I just don't know what happened to
fucking Ray William Johnson.
Dude, we're not talking about what? Why is this happening?
He means Ray, Ricky's fake dad.
Another cool thing about the season is Ray got brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly.
Yep, for a second, because...
But it felt good.
Yeah, it was a nice, like, hey, Ray still might be alive in Florida, because that's apparently where he is. But
then again...
It was Ray's solution to get rid of rats by putting horse manure underneath of your trailers, because they get sick of the smell, and it only lasts about 3 weeks, according to Ray.
I have one more.
Oh, that's the one more.
This is, like, number four.
What's number four?
So, Bubbles wants Julian and Ricky to, like, grow up, right?
Yes.
Right. So, he owns his own business, right?
Right.
So, I mean, if I own my own business and you guys needed jobs, you know who I would hire? I would hire you guys.
He's done that multiple times, though.
But this one seems more legit than, like, tomato sauce.
And then, I don't know. Still, no, tomato sauce is a little bit more legit than
so
beer.
So here's my other scenario. Like, he's trying so hard to make them be good. Just hire him.
Yeah.
Just hire him. I mean, that's true.
But every time Bubbles gets them in his business, that everything messes
don't
up.
Don't let him do it. Don't let him do the dumb shit. Oh. He's already not letting him do it.
The V team. The V team. He needs to be the V team real leader, dude, right?
The V team got screwed. He's you know, he needs to stand up for himself a little bit more.
Bubbles. Damn, Bubbles a little
that's
humble.
My whole theory about this whole show wouldn't be happening if Bubbles just did his own thing. Yeah, he just completely got away from them.
Think about how boring Bubbles' life would be if he didn't.
It would be super boring, just like everybody.
It would be like, it would be
remote thing.
It would.
I was saying Bubbles' life is so exciting, dude, because you know what? He's like, okay, now I gotta sit by the freeway.
Remote control.
Now I gotta wait for
trains and kids.
What did he say? He's gotta sit by the freeway?
Yeah, by
what
the freeway.
What did Ricky do with a bunch of kids on the freeway, Zane?
Oh my god, he built a
oh my god, he drove them on the green bastard mobile.
That's so great, because you both came up with. Zane's the winner of this question.
He goes, get in, kids. Hold on tight. We're going on the freeway.
So they always say food is the way to, or a way to the man's heart is through his stomach. What did we find out this season, this episode, well, one of these episodes, what is the way to a woman's heart?
I don't know, but Ricky can't stop jerking off.
Do we get gonorrhea? Oh,
We learned that Ricky's girlfriend didn't get gonorrhea or chlamydia from Ricky.
No.
But Ricky also can't stop jerking off. He jerked off 5 times in a day and still wanted to bang.
That is a champion right there. Juan, how many times can you bang in a day when you're hammered?
Was she black?
Why does this keep coming up?
Why do you keep this asking the questions like that?
No, you were watching the show with us.
She was white.
She
had
blonde hair and everything.
She was white.
Yeah.
And so therefore she was white.
Okay.
And
also
that's why Ricky cannot get chlamydia.
He doesn't have it, she has it.
Yeah.
That's right, because it's passed from a woman. I keep telling you, chaps.
No, we Googled it.
Yeah, you were lying.
Yeah, like, yeah,
where
that was a lie.
Did it come from?
I don't know. Well, the army lied
to
you.
Person to person. No, he's a Marine.
Oh, the Marines lied to you.
The army just told me check their IDs.
I learned something new. The army
checked
the IDs.
What do you
mean,
check the IDs?
It's because it's different in real life.
I didn't know that. Army and Marines have different versions of sex education.
Juan over here was in the Marine Corps, and he learned different.
Okay, you know what? So here's the problem. As in the Marine Corps, we go with the saying goes, rape, pillage, and burn. So you're a hot chick.
So don't get chlamydia, boys.
Let's go. Don't run into the Marines.
Don't go to the Marines. Because when you go to a village, you're going to rape, pillage, and burn. Common sense.
My stepdad, who's an idiot, at least told me.
Oh, my God. His dad looks just like Leahy.
Yeah.
His stepdad. His dad looks like Brock Lesnar.
So my stepdad looks gave just me like some Jim advice Leahy. One time, and I feel like it's more advice than you got in the Marines on this. He said, before you lift the leaf, cover the beef. No chlamydia. And I was
So was your stepdad in Afghanistan?
He said, before you attack her, cover your whacker. And I said,
was he in Afghanistan?
Hold on. Before we talk about Afghanistan, let's talk about the $49.25.
Was he in Saddam Hussein land?
You know what he really did? He prints paper.
You guys. Do you know how much paper costs?
Like his dad was in the Navy and did like nuclear bomb shit. And then his dad died. When he was 7.
Even Juan's like, okay, come
so,
on.
Now he prints paper. But my mom's rich.
No, Zane, no. What do you have to say about Donnie?
Dude, Donnie's been in this season a lot. And
a whole lot.
And it's almost a little too much because I like Donnie when you would be like watching an episode and then something silly would happen and all of a sudden you'd hear, fuck off! But now it's just like too much Donnie.
And I feel like they had to go with this because, well, there's a lot of people that aren't in the episode.
There's a lot.
Oh, the video just cut out.
Oh, my God. I believe you guys.
The video just cut out. Oh, well. Oh, just cut out. We're going to keep going.
Oh, all right. Well, this is for the podcast.
Yeah, this is for podcast. Even if you're listening on YouTube.
Yeah.
At least you didn't have to say that. Oh,
God, dude. So I've been sitting on Zane's toes the whole time.
Dude, I thought we were playing footsie this whole time.
Oh, no. He meant verbally.
I thought it was a thing.
Okay, so my big comment about the season so far in the first four episodes.
I had four. This,
well,
you only had one.
Wow. I have okay. You didn't talk you didn't talk about Leahy and what's his face, Randy Bobandy even kissing.
Yeah, because our girlfriends had to remind us that even happened.
Does that mean we don't kiss them enough?
Probably.
Oh, sorry, girls. No, but my big thing is this season is so much more trailer parky.
Dude, the fights are amazing.
Oh, my God.
But wait, hold on. Every time there's a fight, it has to do with Ricky's girlfriend. Can anybody remember her name right now?
Susan.
Susan. Susan's a pretty good character.
I didn't like how she said, this is my son. I'm doing what I want with her. Yeah, like, she's playing a big role in this thing and causing a lot of drama.
Dude, and it's, like, such a good antagonist role. I love it.
Is she as good as an antagonist as Trinity is right now?
Trinity is not really an antagonist. Trinity's just kind of there again. But she's also not happy.
Yeah, in the first 5 minutes of the first episode, you're like, oh, my God, what's happening with Trinity?
Yeah, I got
And now she's like this. She's like, I'm here.
I love Jacob. I wish he was in a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. He does have a broken neck.
Corey hasn't been in it as much as I'd like. Around.
What happened to him, Juan?
He got smacked around before looking at her.
He got smacked around by what?
Shotgun build. Shotgun. This is shotgun.
He got smacked around by what?
His shotgun.
Shotgun. He got shot by a shotgun, but what did he get smacked around by?
A bear.
A fucking horse, dude. You weren't even drunk when we watched this episode.
His mouth was like super smiley, and then when we called him out, he goes, and his mouth shut. Like, hold on, Zane. I'm going to bring this up. Give me the horse. What did Randy spend $49 on at the horse track?
The three-peat. No, no. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Dude, he spent $49 on a couple of cheeseburgers.
On racetrack food.
Oh, my. Well, dude, in Vegas, that would really be like half a cheeseburger.
Yeah,
so,
on the strip. But he gave the teller $50. And what did he say?
Oh, my God. He goes, no, the teller goes, that'll be $49.25. He gives her a $50 Canadian bill. I think you guys have those. I don't know. Yep. He gives her a $50 bill and goes, keep the change. So that would be 75 cents.
75 cents on a $49 bill. God.
I mean, honestly, dude, she was a glorified, like, McDonald's person.
Yeah. And guess what color they were wearing?
Dude, they were wearing green. Green Bastard Beer IPA for sale, Sunnyvale Trailer Park. I'm pretty sure he's selling it for
$10.99. Oh, yeah. Per bottle.
Oh. I don't know, man.
I'd pay for it.
I would too.
Yep. Juan.
Yes.
He finally picked up his microphone. How much would you pay for a bottle of Green Bastard Pale Ale?
Well, for a bottle, I'd pay like fucking for 275.
No, one bottle.
Oh, one bottle. Yeah.
One bottle of beer. It's not like a bottle.
Okay,
like
now we're looking at like a tall boy?
No, it's what you have in your hand, just it's an IPA and Bubbles made it. It's a Green Bastard IPA.
Okay, so I would pay for six bottles.
His eyes are closed.
$10.95.
Ooh. Did you hear that, Mike Smith?
Because reason why, it's like, it's just, he's now portraying his beard.
I'd probably shoot $20.
Well, see, that's you.
I'm just saying, if I could real life get a six pack of Green Bastard pale ales, I'd shoot $20 for six beers.
I would sell it to you because you would buy it. So if they would buy, that means that let's just take 10% of the world in Canada.
Send us some beer. Send us
No, seriously. We want some Liquorman's whiskey.
Yeah, so
if you're listening, you can go to my website, belofx.com. I'm going to get a P.O. box. If you can send us some Liquorman's whiskey, we will say your name on the podcast or my YouTube channel. I don't know. You'll be super popular with us.
We'll say it on all of them.
Oh, yeah. The pawns are yawning.
Oh, wait.
What? I don't remember.
Oh, well. You know what my favorite... Okay, this will be the last thing we say, and then this will be it for this
recording.
We have
a couple more things to talk about.
Okay, a couple things. But one of my favorite things about this episode is when Ricky masturbates, what does he call it?
Cranking down? That's what Bubbles calls it.
What does Ricky call it?
I didn't catch this.
Oh.
That's what it feels like when I do it.
I guess that's the sound Juan makes when he has... Oh, an orgasm?
I believe that.
Juan, give us your real orgasm sound right now.
It's like this, sorry.
I believe that. I saw the look in his eye.
Yeah, that's the deal. His eyes actually just opened for the first time in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, wide, dude.
Wide.
Real wide.
And now he's looking around the room. I think he actually had one.
It's sweat beads.
Well, his lasts a lot longer than mine.
Oh, yeah.
Sweat beads. You know,
that was...
who's the guy from fucking... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Not Charlie Days, but the other one.
Mac.
The twin brother.
Dennis.
Or was like... Wait,
acid, and he's all,
it just pulls up. He's so sweaty. That's me.
Yeah,
so sweaty.
That's the greatest thing because America's version of Trailer Park Boys is always sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
but what Ricky calls masturbating, he calls it getting dehornier.
Oh my god! He goes. I tried to get myself dehornied 5 times today, and it didn't work.
How did somebody masturbate 5 times?
And then want to have sex after?
And because his girlfriend got horny because he cooked for her,
and he did something illegal.
Yeah, but yeah.
I don't remember this, dude. I'm like so fucking lost.
Good job. Your mic is not up in your mouth.
Oh, you guys are fucking lost, guys. What the fucker feel right?
Oh, now. Wait. Hold on. There's one thing that you wrote down, Zane, that I had a question about.
Which one?
You wrote down Bubs Jobs.
Yeah, Bubble. We already talked about this.
What?
Why doesn't Bubbles give them jobs?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He did.
I know he's done it before, but like on the other seasons, they just like, I don't know. This beer company seems real life legit.
Hold on. One more thing before this is done. The one thing... okay. So, Julian. Julian, I've come to found, is the...
Julian Blurian.
He is the biggest bad influence in this show.
Dude, Julian's the biggest heel.
Yes, exactly. And I thought Ricky was the biggest heel.
No.
But Ricky... because he's so dumb. Like, it's like, okay, you're so
dumb. Don't say that. He's the smartest.
Because you're so smart influenced. I don't know. That's a word. I just mean smart.
It's like a Rickyism. You did
hashtag,
good.
Hashtag smart influenced. If you guys tweet us at the Rose Fatale, at Inzano, and at BeloFX, and use the hashtag smart influenced, what will we give them?
I'll send you something.
No, we'll send you something.
I have something. I know. I mean,
well, if Bubbles is mad good. That you gave me a mug with his face on it that said show me your kitties, because that's not like legit merchandise.
Dude, that was beautiful.
It was.
Somebody made that and then put it at the comic book store I was at, and then I bought it. You know how much that was? It's $20. A mug was $20.
Oh, I feel super bad.
Why?
I feel Did super you break bad. It? No, still I got it. I use it.
I'm just kidding. but like that's the point.
What was I gonna? What were we talking about?
Julian Blurian.
Oh yeah, this is
we're gonna send somebody something.
Yeah,
I got something.
The thing is, Julian is the biggest bad guy in the show because
hands down,
he keeps saying this is important, If you don't know, everything is super important to Julian.
Always. Only to him.
Yes. And it's really only important to him. It
takes everyone else's ideas away.
And it takes everybody's livelihoods
Julian
away.
Julian be the new every time. Mall cop. The first mall cop that stole from everybody.
Oh, my
Julian,
God.
Like Paul Blart?
This was the last episode.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Like Paul Blart. But the first one.
Juan, who played Paul Blart?
Who played Paul Blart?
It was like the fat guy.
That's good. Okay. That's a lot of people, though.
The fat guy says, like, we try to stop the Mexican from stealing.
That is not what Paul Blart said.
Okay, so Paul Blart, so we're looking at somebody else.
Yeah.
Which is Julian. With the Mexican who was like, I'm the thief in him. And then the cop's like, no, don't.
Is that observing or report?
No.
Who played Chips.
Dude, Paul Blart was PG.
Who's the Mexican that played Chips?
Eric Estrada.
Oh, no. It was the one where.
Oh, his eyes just opened up.
Where the fucking mall cop shoots a dude right in the fucking balls.
That's Observer Report.
Oh, that's a great movie. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Because that big fat guy exposed himself to everybody.
No, that did. Oh, my God. Because he had the Mexicans like, the Mexicans like.
Sidetrack.
When that like, fat dude runs in the parking lot.
Come on. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm stealing.
Dude. You're right. Dude, one of my favorite parts about that movie is when that fat guy runs up in the parking lot and just opens his robe and he goes, take a look at this, bitch. And then he runs away. And that's the whole premise of that movie. It's some dude in a robe going, take a look at this, bitch. And then it's over. And then this is fucking get shot in the dick. 3 weeks later.
That's like, called karma.
She
acted like.
He's like. She's like a fucking Magnum, dude.
No, just explodes up. The guy's like, oh. Oh, wait. So wait, Julian's an asshole.
He always
means well.
And he does mean well, but in episode 4, when he goes, this is important, I was like, that is a phrase that I think if anybody says, you need to avoid them. Because anybody who feels that they need to say that something is important that you can obviously see is or is not important, obviously is somebody who you should not be following.
Like they're desperate?
Yes. Desperate.
What if they're desperate?
He is desperate in this season because he didn't have enough money to pay for the popcorn in the movie.
Dude. That is so true because now he's
no, it wasn't even at the movie. It was in Arizona. How is he going to afford
microwave popcorn? What?
But it was a security. Now he's security.
Do I have any more notes?
Manager. Supervisor.
I just want to keep.
I got Ricky pulls his. Or Randy pulls his pants up at the.
Maybe we should go watch more episodes and make another one.
Let's do that. So thanks for watching or listening. I guess we're not watching right now, but thanks for listening to episode 2 of. I guess Sean Zanes and Sean
Pilot 2 of
the South Park,
the Trailer Park Boys season 12, which I hope you watched it on BLOFX.com.
Juan, are you going to be able to watch the next couple episodes?
Oh, yeah.
No.